VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Britain says it reached agreement during overnight talks with the European Commission on the draft text of a political declaration that lays out the terms for Britain's smooth and orderly exit from the European Union.
Following a round of talks with European leaders, May says the draft political declaration on future relations after Brexit lays the groundwork for a trade agreement with the bloc, as well as allowing Britain to forge deals with other countries. She says the draft under consideration represents the right deal for Britain, but she faces an uphill struggle with lawmakers. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says the deal represents the worst of all worlds, and that Britain will have no say over EU rules. It's unlikely Theresa May can rely on Labour lawmakers' support.
Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma, the so-called Brexit is scheduled to take place on March 29th. President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Migrants are camping out in Tijuana, Mexico at the border. They have traveled there from Central America.
They have records. They have some very substantial criminal records, some very bad criminal records.
The president says it's a really bad situation there.
They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
And if it's determined Mexico can't control it, the president says the U.S. will shut down the border.
The whole border. I mean, the whole border.
And how far will the military go?
If they have to, they're going to use lethal force. I've given the okay. Yeah, if they have to, I hope they don't have to.
The president says he has no choice because you are dealing with rough people.
Chinese state media say at least 5 people were killed and 18 injured Thursday when a car plowed into a crowd of children outside a primary school in the northeastern city of Huludao in Liaoning province. This is VOA News.